Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Ukraine's offensive operations in Russia's Kursk region are intended to bring peace closer. In his evening address, Mr. Zelensky said that any attack was justified to force Russia into ending its aggression.
It's entirely justified to destroy Russian terrorists wherever they are, wherever they launch their attacks from. Russian military airfields, Russian logistics. We see the benefits this can bring in bringing peace closer. Russia needs to be forced into peace, especially if Putin is so set on fighting.
The Ukrainian military says its troops now hold 1,000 square kilometres of Russian territory. Donald Trump's live interview with the billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk is underway on X. The platform's owner openly endorsed the Republican presidential candidate after Mr. Trump was shot during a campaign rally last month. Earlier, the European Union's digital commissioner, Thierry Breton, warned Mr. Musk against spreading harmful content during the interview. The ex-owner responded with an obscene meme. The White House national security spokesman has warned Iran may launch a major attack on Israel this week. John Kirby says the US agrees with Israel's assessment that it could happen and has called for necessary preparations to be made. Iran blames Israel for killing the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran last month and has threatened to retaliate. Here's Wira Davis in Jerusalem.
The Americans have increased their naval presence in the region. There's been a coordinated effort from the governments of France, Britain and Germany persuading Iran not to go through with an attack. In the last few hours, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has spoken to the new Iranian president, again emphasising that level of international concern and saying that any Iranian attack might jeopardise peace talks that are meant to take place later this week, indirectly between Hamas and Israel.
Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, has urged the justice system to use an iron fist to punish opposition leaders he blames for the deaths of at least 25 people in the aftermath of the disputed presidential elections. The opposition have denied any involvement. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
During an emergency cabinet meeting, Mr. Maduro accused the opposition of financing and organising attacks in the past 2 weeks. He says the opposition leaders allegedly involved in the violence deserve to get the full force of the law. The United Nations and human rights groups have blamed Venezuela's security forces for most of the violence. Mr. Maduro has been declared winner of last month's vote by a government-controlled body, but few countries have accepted the result. The opposition candidate, Edmundo González, says he can prove that he won by a landslide.
World News from the BBC. The Washington Post says the FBI is investigating the alleged theft by Iran of data from two rival US presidential campaigns. According to the newspaper, staffers on both the Trump and Biden-Harris campaigns received phishing emails in June. The messages were aimed at giving the center access to the recipient's communications. Investigators have found no evidence that the attempts were successful. The International Atomic Energy Agency says its inspectors have checked a damaged cooling tower at the Russia-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant in Ukraine, but could not immediately determine the cause of a fire there at the weekend. Russia had blamed the fires on explosions caused by a Ukrainian drone attack, while Kyiv alleged that Russian officials at the plant had deliberately started the fires using tyres. South Korea has posted a bedbug sniffing dog at its main airport to check people heading home from the Paris Olympics. Klitsia Sala reports.
Seko the Beagle is on a special mission at Seoul's Incheon Airport to inspect the luggage of athletes and fans returning from France, where the Summer Olympics ended on Sunday. The Korean government says it's trying to prevent bedbugs from entering the country. It's after a bedbug scare hit the French capital last year. The two-year-old dog can sniff out the scent of pheromones, a substance released by bedbugs. The pest control company that trains Seko says he can detect over 95% of the tiny pests.
And scientists have discovered a reservoir of liquid water on Mars, deep in the rocky outer crust of the planet. The findings come from a new analysis of data from NASA's Mars InSight lander, which touched down on the planet in 2018. Experts say the water would be very difficult to extract during a mission to Mars. The reservoirs are at depths of between 10 and 20 kilometres. That's the latest. BBC News.